This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Real quick, I got to give a special shout out to my guy Bob, Larry, Greg, and my man Rick. So remember we did the Radiothon, the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
Yeah.
And we had the different dinners you could auction off to. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Kevin Cormier's out there, Cormier's Kitchen in Spring. He hooked me and B. Scott up. He said, hey, let's get Figgy and B. Scott in on this and for dinner. So Rick is the one that put the bid in for us. So we went out there yesterday, kicked it with him.
How was it, man?
It was good, man. Good. It was good. I had a nice little po' boy. Okay. Po' boy was real good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might have to go back out there, man. It was good. It's well worth the drive.
Y'all have awesome. Some good fellowship conversation out there?
Yeah. Nah, they were cool. They are some diehard listeners too. They remember something that happened years ago. Like,
oh, I love that.
Years ago, yeah. They brought up. Remember the time I recorded my wife and said I was going to change my government name to Figgy.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, absolutely not. she was so mad. I might have to find that audio one day and just replay it. But salute to them, man. And yeah. Like I said, they did something for a good cause.
Yeah. No, we appreciate it.
And yeah, just want to give them a shout out. Shout out to Cormier's Kitchen for jumping in on that.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I mean, the Houston Food Bank. Mm-hmm. I imagine they made some good work with, because it was a pretty penny that they put down to make sure to have that. So I hope that they enjoyed having dinner with you and B. Scott. Probably two of the best people to sit down and have dinner with on the station. So that sounds really fun.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. Just shout out to everybody that was involved with that.
346, no gummies were involved because I wasn't at the dinner.
Yeah. They did say they would like, so Rick actually have a restaurant. He have an Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And it is called Capone's?
Capone's?
Capone's.
That's a Capone's?
I think I might be messing up.
I've been to Capone.
Campioni.
Oh, it's an Italian.
Oh, okay.
It's an Italian restaurant. I actually been there before. Me and my wife been there before.
Nice.
And it's a good spot. He said, come through. All right. And I told him I'm going to have to bring y'all too so we can come through.
If you twist my arm.
Yeah. All right, so before we get to this story about this dad who faked his death, mm-hmm. I came across something not too long ago, and I think this was old, but it just came across my timeline. But it's nothing better than a good old high-speed chase.
Oh, yeah.
I like watching a good high-speed chase, especially if it don't cause any big issues or mm-hmm. anything like this.
High-speed chase is, I would argue, the best live programming outside of sports.
We used to do play-by-play when they would pop up.
Yeah.
During the day?
It's the best. I legitimately, in college, I skipped a whole day of classes because there was a high-speed chase going on, and I was like, well, I'm here.
No, it was cool back when the office was open.
Yeah.
We used to be just walking around.
You'd hear cheering.
You can everybody be in the front looking at the TV, just watching.
Go in the parking garage. Go in the parking garage. Mm-hmm. Go. Yeah. Turn.
Yeah, so I ran across this high-speed chase. I want to say it's in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is. L.A. is the America's capital of high-speed
chases. Oh, 100%. Yeah. They got that three-strike rule, so yeah, they probably just driving around, but... Here's the little play-by-play.
I love that their channels stop whatever they're doing. They're like, chase?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the play-by-play from this high-speed chase that just happened not too long ago.
Southbound Long Beach now making another westbound turn here, finding another gas station. Might be the same one. He must be low on gas. Driver stepping out of the vehicle. And he's going to drop it right here. Banding. Oh, he's going to get gas. This driver nervously getting gas. After feeling some degree of relief here, although you could tell he's still very animated. He's got his shirt covering his face. Clearly aware of the helicopters, but pretty unaware of the fact that he's pretty much on his own down there. There's really nobody pursuing him anymore. All of the law enforcement has pulled off. LAPD has abandoned this pursuit. This is a wild, wild scene here as he just drops the pump. And continues on after a quick splash of gas. Now back on the run here, but there's nobody behind him as he continues to drive like a maniac through here. And now getting back onto Long Beach Boulevard.
Wait, why was nobody?
Yeah, so I think they kind of caught. They had the helicopter still trailing, but I think they kind of pushed, kind of called it off a little bit. But they eventually came out of nowhere.
Back,
I was trying to. I ain't really had time to look up this story. I'm not sure if he got caught.
Oh, really?
Because they showed the part, I had to cut a lot of this out, but they showed the part where he got under a bridge and then the car was still rolling and they realized he wasn't in the car. Mm. And so I think he was out hiding somewhere. I don't know if he got caught.
That's the tough thing about it because I usually...
They always get caught.
You get us run. Well, I've seen instances where, but you have to be real smart because once they get the helicopter on you,
that's it.
It don't matter what kind of left right turns you take. They have that higher vantage point where even if they're not with you with the cars or the patrol cars, if they know where you are, they gonna come talk to you.
Yeah.
So that's why I've seen a dude go into, I mentioned a parking garage, go into a parking garage to where you can't see, they don't have visual from the helicopter. Mm-hmm. If the patrol cars aren't following you to see you from that ground level, you can make a change, move somewhere else, and then be out.
Yep. But I don't know if he got caught. So I'm going to try to look into it and maybe report back on it to see if
he's just trying to picture him tap his card on the gas pump.
I do love that he was like, I got to cover my face when I get out and get this
But I'm going to give them my card.
Like, the suspect is getting
gas. That's a great point. Yeah. That's a great point. We're just like, all right, so I need to go to that gas station and check the, what was the last transaction from a John Smith? All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Let me put my code in, 2236. All right.
But this is the thing. Is it better if he goes inside, hey, can I get 15 on 10 right quick? Appreciate you, big dog.
Cameras. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So I teased this yesterday about a, I'm going to call him a deadbeat dad. Mm-hmm. And you'll understand why after I tell you about this story on a man who faked his death. And yeah, let me just play the story.
The dad accused of faking his own death and starting a new life with another woman overseas is now facing the music in the good old USA. Ryan Borgwart was booked into a Wisconsin jail after flying home yesterday and surrendering to authorities. Sheriff Mark Podol announced the surprise twist at a news conference today.
He came back on his own, got on an airplane, and landed in the United States.
A downtrodden Borgwart appeared in court this afternoon.
I have $20 in my wallet.
The judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf and set bail at just $500.
He has come back apparently halfway around the world, voluntarily turned himself in. That shows to the court that he does not appear to be a flight risk at this time.
So where was he all this time? In the nation of Georgia, once part of the old Soviet Union, where he was apparently living with a woman he met online. Borgwart decided to come home after appeals from law enforcement and his family he abandoned 4 months ago when he faked his own drowning in a kayak accident. After police abandoned the search for Ryan Borgwart's body and announced that his drowning was staged, he sent authorities this proof of life video without revealing where he was.
I'm in my apartment. I am safe, secure.
Now it's back to reality for the dad who left his family to start a new life.
Man, I thought this is America. What happened to the good old days where you could fake your own death and go have a second family?
It's people that had second families without faking their death.
This is true.
And you won't find out until the funeral.
And those are the best stories.
Those are the best funerals.
Just like, who is that woman that's crying over there?
Yeah, so he was, they actually sentenced him to 89 days in jail. He was looking at 45, you're trying to get 45 days in jail?
Mm-hmm.
But they gave him 89 days in jail because that's how long he made his family think he was dead.
Oh, good for them.
Yep, and he also got to pay $30,000 to cover the cost of the search and rescue.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, wow.
Yeah, and this was his wife for 22 years. Dang. 22 years, and she decided to file a divorce 2 days after he
I
got
guess
back.
So. That's what I figured. I was I about to say, so. Wife for 22 years, I was like, I bet not a single day more.
Yeah, and it's unclear if the mistress is still in the picture. I'm guessing she's not if he came back to America broke.
Yeah.
He went to the Soviet bloc, bro.
Yeah, he went to Georgia, man.
I want to see what this lady looked like. For you to fake your own death and leave your family,
he took
your
that
wife
midnight
for 22
train to Georgia.
Years?
That's I guarantee crazy. She looked better online than in person.
Dude, 22 years, man, at this point, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to do all that.
What do you think the breaking point was? Because there had to be somewhere he was just like, I can't do it no more. I got to go. What do you think the breaking point was?
Probably see some hot-looking chick.
Yeah, that's
was
what it was.
Probably his, I don't know if it
opportunity.
Was
opportunity.
Yeah, but a hot-looking chick does not make you leave. Like, he left because he was tired here.
He lied and said he was dead. He ain't just leave. It'd be one thing to say, you know what, this ain't working out.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. You know, let's
and then go to wherever. You know,
you fake that you died.
That's because he was like, I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah, but Figgy's right. You could just get a divorce.
Just say this ain't working out
and pay alimony and all that. He was like, I need to get out of here. Yeah. I need to get out of this.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. What you was going to say?
I was going to give him an A for creativity.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a lot going on, man. You came back broke. But, yeah, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. I'll get you guys out of here on this. So, the regular season about to start in the NFL next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad preseason is over because sometimes we get a little fatigue of just watching these backups playing. And we know damn well they ain't going to play for real, especially when it comes to the quarterback position. Unless you're living in Cleveland, Ohio, and where that backup situation is the topic of all topics.
Of course.
And let's go to Cleveland right now. This is 850 ESPN Cleveland with a guy by the name of Tony Rizzo and Tony Grossi, who's pretty much the John McClain up there. I think they're pretty good
friends
too. Yeah, he talk about Tony Grossi all the time. And a little backstory on Tony Grossi. This is the guy that Shedeur Sanders walked up to when I think it was after the first preseason game and said, "Why you don't like me, man? You don't never say anything positive to me." that was him. So here's Tony Grossi and Tony Rizzo having a spirited conversation about the last game Shedeur Sanders played in that preseason game.
You mean he hurt his chances that much? Why would they value the third game over the first game?
Riz, because you're supposed to improve with every appearance.
He played with the twos in the first game.
I'm not going to argue with him, all right? He had five series, and he went backwards on each of them.
Played with the threes, Tony. Four of the five guys got waived the next day. That doesn't mean anything? Anything to you? Boy, it means something to you. It means something to you if Dylan Gabriel was the guy playing with the threes and they got waived the next day. That would mean something to you. Doesn't fit your narrative.
Narrative? I don't understand your emotional investment in Shedeur.
I'm rooting for the kid. Don't worry about what my investment is. Worry about what your investment is with your guy. Yeah. Don't worry about me. Worry about why I like a guy. I think that kid can play better than Bill Dylan Gabriel. I said it before the draft, and I'll stick to it. I think he got a raw deal here in Cleveland. End of story. That's how I feel. Don't tell me how to feel.
This is
like kind of recent. This was a couple days ago, and we still argue about the backup quarterback situation.
It's Shedeur, though.
It's also. I mean, it's what's there to talk about for that team. I'm sure. I feel like both of them. Both of them came in to fight. I don't know that
this
kind of
been brewing
on
for a long time.
It sounds like they don't even like each other.
Tony Rizzo is a big Shedeur guy, and I want to say I don't know if Grossi is a Gabriel guy or just anti-Shedeur.
Yeah,
but they go at it all the time now. It's getting worse now.
Mm-hmm. There's clearly merit to the idea that, hey man, Shedeur was playing behind a very bad line.
Oh, sure,
it was very clear. I think you can also make points that the progress that you would hope to see in him, especially handling pressure, is not there. I don't know how that ended up in a shouting match about what.
There's a lot more there than just the third team quarterback.
No,
the thing is, it seemed like whenever somebody play good, it's like, see? Mm-hmm. And then when they don't play good, it's like, wait a minute, this is preseason.
Yeah,
Well, you're putting too much into this. This was third stringers and all that stuff. So,
That is very clear.
I'm glad I ain't got to go through that.
100%. More power to them. That's Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you want to get at him and let him know that you have something that's mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before we get there, I think it's time to draft a weekend with a full slate of weekend activities. But also, I want to return to, you mentioned camp being over. I want to return to some of the questions that we had going into camp and our pet cats.
Whatever happened?
How did that end up for us? Did we have our questions answered? Let's talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.